With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Republicans respond to the Democrats' choice for vice president.
While former President Donald Trump said Minnesota Governor Tim Walz would be the worst vice president in history in an email, GOP vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance spoke to reporters before a rally in Philadelphia and criticized the pick.
This is a person who listened to the Hamas wing of her own party and selecting a nominee. This is a guy who's proposed shipping more manufacturing jobs to China, who wants to make the American people more reliant on garbage energy instead of good American energy.
And he thought they make a good tag team.
Tim Walz allowed rioters to burn down Minneapolis in the summer of 2020, and then the few who got caught, Kamala Harris helped bail them out of jail.
I'm Shirley Adler.
Also at SRNnews.com, five people are reported dead as Tropical Storm Debbie slowly makes its way up the eastern seaboard. The National Hurricane Center's Richard Pasch says slow-moving storms produce a lot of rain, and that's what's happening with Tropical Storm Debbie.
Tropical cyclones always produce a heavy rain, but normally as they're moving, you know, it doesn't accumulate that much in one place, but when they move very slowly, that's the worst situation. We've seen storms do that over the years, such as Florence up there a number of years ago in North Carolina, and we had one in Texas.
Strong storms are grounding flights at all three New York City area airports tonight, causing delays worldwide. FlightAware was reporting 462 outbound and 485 inbound flights canceled so far at Newark, LaGuardia, and JFK. More than 900 flights have been delayed as well. Airports in Boston and Philadelphia are also reporting heavy delays and cancellations due to weather. This is SRN News. A battle over religious expression at the Olympics.
Brazilian surfer Joe Chianca has been forced to remove an image of Christ from his surfboard because it violates the International Olympic Committee's ban on religious imagery. Critics point out that the Paris Games featured a parody of the Da Vinci Last Supper featuring drag queens, and the IOC didn't bat an eye. Meanwhile, a Brazilian skateboarder who won a medal used sign language to express her Christian faith on the podium. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana has some new pro-family laws now that Republican Jeff Landry has entered office. Previously, vetoed bills have been able to pass and become law. One new statute broadly bars teachers from discussing so-called gender identity and sexual orientation in school. In addition, the measure prohibits covering those topics during any extracurricular activity that students may take part in that is under the jurisdiction of the school. This is SRN News. A Chinese man who's been posing as a pro-democracy activist has been convicted of giving China intelligence on dissidents.
A Chinese-American scholar has been convicted of U.S. charges of using his reputation as a pro-democracy activist and the founder of a pro-democracy group in New York City to gather information on Chinese dissidents and feed it to his homeland's government. A federal jury in New York delivered its verdict Tuesday in the case of Xuzhuin Wang. Prosecutors say Wang lived a double life for over a decade at the behest of China's main intelligence agency. He pleaded not guilty, and his lawyers portrayed him as a gregarious academic with nothing to hide. Julie Walker, New York.
Over 20 state attorneys general calling for a national TikTok ban. The coalition says the China-owned social media app poses a threat to national security. More details at SRNnews.com.